Ground-penetrating radar has found a possible 403 unidentified occupants in the Nome Municipal Cemetery after 5 acres worth of land was surveyed in June. The city now sells burial plots and permits for burials, but realized it couldn't move forward in organizing or developing the land if it didn't locate the cemetery's unmarked graves. In February, the Nome City Council hired geophysicist Dr. Esther Babcock of Logic Geophysicists to use the radar to detect where in the cemetery there may be anomalies, like an unmarked casket or body. Babcock's company specifically uses ground-penetrating radar in harsh environments, like the tundra. Dr. Babcock gave a brief explanation of how the radar works.
Very similar to the radar that you think about when you're using radar for planes and aircraft, only we point it downwards into the ground, and it's at a different frequency. And so as the radio waves travel through the ground where there are different materials or buried objects or, in this case, buried people, some of that energy gets reflected back to the receiver and measured.
Babcock refers to the objects located in the ground as anomalies. She's able to use software, pattern recognition, and data processing to determine which of those might be graves. Essentially, Babcock looked at the data of the known graves and compares those patterns to other places she has scanned. She can look at the patterns to see if a grave is likely. The radar is considered one of the best tools in the industry, but it's impossible to know for certain what's in the ground without digging it up. It could be a buried utility, log, or tundra clay. Don Ubelaker oversees the Nome Cemetery, and given the sensitive nature of the project, she wants to be careful.
GPR is not foolproof. So I'm sure that there are some things in her report that showed up as anomalies that may not necessarily be burials, but with the type of work that she was doing, you know, locating unmarked graves, it was more important to be conservative rather than not.
Each anomaly was therefore treated as an unmarked grave. Over the summer, they were marked with flags and restricted by an 8-foot by 10-foot rectangle. The city is now in the process of putting up plain white headboards on each of those sites. Nome has created a more formalized burial process, and knowing the location of these anomalies could help with record keeping and cemetery organization. Until 2017, family and volunteers would take a loved one to the hill up Glacier Creek Road and bury them themselves. That location was not always reported back to City Hall. Nome does not have a funeral home or undertaker. Such a system made record keeping difficult, and sometimes burials were not marked, or records have been lost due to time or fire. Some old grave markings have succumbed to weather erosion or damage, leaving little clue as to who lies below. But this means there are likely cemetery residents who lay at rest unmarked. Digging has discovered unmarked graves before. Since the early 2000s, Cussie Cower and Debbie Redburn of Nome have worked to create maps and records of the cemetery that the city now uses. However, Cower herself found that one of the flagged anomalies was in her established family plot. With those spaces restricted, she addressed the city council in October with concerns. She wanted to ensure that she could still be buried alongside her father or where her family, the Readers, have permitted space.
But now, as a family, we run headlong, possibly, into the effects of over 100 years of community neglect. Thought should be given to creating rules and regulations for the new cemetery expansion area, and situations such as ours complicated, and it should be handled on a case-by-case basis. If I have to move up 6 inches or a foot, so be it, but I want to know what these anomalies are and that I'm not being told to back off 8 to 10 feet in an unknown direction because of a log or permafrost or a chunk of tundra clay. A request in no way should be interpreted as disrespect. Rather, it would be an accurate marking and confirmation of a previously unconfirmed site who would now become part of the Reader family plot.
Cower was granted permission by the city council to explore the anomalies without city equipment, but with the agreement that should an unmarked grave be discovered, it be marked and left intact. Interim City Manager John Handelin thought the exploration would be helpful.
It actually seems prudent to identify those anomalies in that location. In this particular area, it pretty much looks like it's virgin ground. We have full faith they would do it properly. And if anything is disturbed, as Cussie said, they wish to mark them properly.
According to Ubelaker, after exploratory digging, the Reader Plot anomalies did not contain human remains. But the only 100% certain way to identify the anomaly is to dig. Here is Dr. Babcock again.
It's not an infallible tool. So GPR in particular have about an 80% success rate with grave locations. But there is always the potential for false positives, meaning you decided an anomaly was probably correlated with the grave and it turned out it was not.
Still, Ubelaker feels it is more respectful to leave the other anomalies alone.
If those spots, those anomalies have been identified as likely burials, I would strongly prefer to not disturb those likely graves. I'd like to, just mark that area as unavailable for future digging and treat it as though someone is already buried there.
Ubelaker says that with the cemetery expansion, the city has plenty of space for future burials. With these newly marked graves, current Nome citizens can make plans while keeping the former residents in mind. Those who would like to know more about cemetery fees and burial plots can contact the City of Nome by visiting City Hall or going online. Reporting in Nome, I'm Emily Hofstetter.